Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Wow, is our Valentine's Day surprise secret show going to be full of surprises? Well, maybe all the surprises happen today, but we'll certainly be talking about it there. I'm sure people will have a million questions.
Mm-hmm.
For case you?
No. Nope. I bet I don't get one question.
I bet you get tons.
Yeah, maybe if you write some.
Well, don't worry.
We'll tell Hooman to throw those out.
Yes, everyone, it is official. Vinny's been engaged for 3 months. And we
at
found
least.
Out today. Yes, at least 3 months.
And they're working on that engagement party, so we'll keep you guys posted on that.
Are they? Did she write you back?
No.
Yeah, she had
I
to
think
drive
Vinny
the kid
wrote
to
her
school.
A note or something.
Wrote her and said, what are you doing talking to those people?
Dumb.
That loser. The loserest one on the show. Don't
you?
Write him back.
Is that you?
I guess.
Don't talk to yourself.
First of all, I didn't say anything to her about anything. Second of all...
He laid down the rules years ago.
I know. Yeah. And I think she told you she was taking the kid to school. She was going to school.
She's busy.
Yeah, she's busy.
She's always busy for us, though.
She's a busy lady.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
So our Valentine's Day secret show is shaping up to be a doozy, and if you'd like to go, now's your chance. In fact, all day long we've got chances. Today and tomorrow only, though. I think this is it. This is the very end of the tickets that we have.
Unless, I might have a few more if something doesn't come through.
We are taking our secret show on the road down to the San Jose Fairmont. You do have to be over 21 to attend a live secret show event because there will be drinking. I mean, you don't have to drink. Nobody's forcing you. But bring some money just in case you change your mind. And take the rest of the day off for sure. Tony Caters and the Fairmont are doing a nice late lunch for us. And please, if you're going to come to the show, grab a pair of new pajamas. Because they're doing a pajama drive down there, and we'd love to support them in that. So we're going to have a great time. We'd love to have you there. If you want to go, call now, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 gets a pair of passes, and we're doing this on like 5 after the hour, right up until 4:05. So call now. Well, I wonder what all the texts are going to be about today.
There's a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, I'll bet there are.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'll try not to repeat.
Oh, I don't know.
Too many of them, though. Or I should say.
I feel like it'll be hard to help that.
Yeah, well, I've got plenty here. 650 says, has Rudy replaced Scott Capurro? We've heard you guys complaining about Scott's appearances on the show and saying that he needs to get it together. But now Rudy's on all the time and no Scott. Just curious, because we
Scott
love Rudy.
Lives in London and he'll be back.
Or he's on vacation.
Travels.
Yes, I'm sorry, travels
he
to London.
There. He lives
he does
here.
Not live in London. He's just spends a lot of time working there. Sorry.
God.
Yeah, Scott will be back in early March, and we can't wait to see him. Nobody's replacing anyone. We're all great friends.
Be back. 415 says, great preference in rap, Vinny. You may like and recognize DeBrat's song, Da B-Side. I may, but I really hadn't, I couldn't name who that was on that song. I just went, what I'm hearing now, that's awesome.
And that's what I want to hear.
The missus looked it up and went, oh, that's DeBrat. Because she's a Missy Elliott girl.
Mm.
Let's see. Oh.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a clean version.
Okay.
That was Biggie, though, right?
Yeah, it's a collaboration between
the
two.
Sounds like you dropped a Biggie word.
Yeah, I was like,
does Sarah need to sing all the dang time?
I
literally pull my earbuds off every time she sings and interrupts Vinny mid-sentence.
I'm sorry.
So annoying.
Well, that's just who I am.
When I was on LSD, I killed a mosquito that bit me and instantly broke down in tears because I felt bad about killing it. So 707.
Oh. Boy, a mosquito ruined your trip.
925, as Vinny's minion number one, as much as I wish there were more secret shows every week, for Vinny's sake, you guys should take today off. OFOC, go Sharks.
No.
We're taking today off, right?
No, we're doing one today. We got our friend Rudy's.
Oh, Rudy!
Yeah.
And a lot of reaction to Tuesday's Secret Show. Tons of it.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, you'll remember. I'll remind you.
I'm sure Hooman got it correct, and you and I were wrong yet again.
As usual, Vinny.
I wasn't listening, but I'm sure as well.
That you got it. Oh.
What was it? What was I read about?
It was the Everything. People who were having a hard time meeting their rent in San Francisco, and then the other one was the chick who, I can't remember, something about
they're
dating.
They're right that I was
we had a lot of reaction to the woman who wants to travel by herself.
Oh, right.
She had questions about that, and then the other one is the, I actually have a horror story about someone who said, we can't afford it, we're going to move out of California,
and now
they're very sad about it.
Oh, I'm sure. I've lived outside California, and there's a reason why we pay so much here. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful here.
Do everything you can to stay.
Wonderful, beautiful. It's the best.
Mm.
Yeah.
Horror story. What's happened to them?
Oh,
I'll tell you on the
Can't
secret
wait.
Show.
Sorry.
It feels like you're skipping a lot.
Well, there's a
feels
few like, that feels are like we're, semi-repetitive.
Feels
that
like
I,
you're running
I,
down the list.
I've
just
never
keep
had
flipping
so many
pages.
Texts about one thing before.
Hmm.
You're engaged. I'm engaged. We're all engaged, says 408.
And Bryn, too.
The same damn time. Damn
from a minority, says 415, Drake is watered down rap. He was a kid in Canada that was on a kid's station there. He's a product.
Oh.
Well, he was also on that Degrassi show.
Mm-hmm. Degrassi High.
Oh, is that the one they're talking about? Yeah, Degrassi High.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I've never heard of that. Have you?
Yeah, I've heard of it. He was in a wheelchair, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vinny's Instagram picture's at 5,500 likes.
Let's pump that number up,
842
kids.
Comments. By the way, one comment is equal to 4 likes, just so you know. That's the rule.
It is?
The rule of Instagram and the World Wide Web. Helping you guys out.
That's pretty good.
Let's see.
Instagram, I want a little check mark.
Oh, you want to be
verified? Yeah, I'll take one of those too.
We all want them. And also, put it back the way it was before. So that's, I see the most recent thing.
You know, you don't ask them to do you a favor and then pile on.
Listen,
with
no one has
like
done
the
them more,
you've
more
made.
Favors than we've done. No one has talked about Instagram more than we have. Please. That's all we effing talk about. They owe us a check mark and put it back.
Okay, well, there went our check marks, everyone. So I guess we'll switch our goals up.
Come on, Evan. Oh, is he? No, he's a Snapchat guy. Who's the Instagram?
Jesus!
Whoever. Whatever.
They're competitors. What do you mean? Whoever.
Go forward.
Come on, Evan. Oh, there it is. That's lock that
Kevin
in. Is not
Systrom.
Happening.
Kevin, come on. Checkmark us.
Checkmark. Yeah, I think I meant this guy.
You're being incredibly heteronormative.
What'd you do now?
How so? Who is?
Not me.
I hadn't heard that word.
I've never heard that word till I saw
you're
it.
You're being
morning.
Incredibly heteronormative. There is not always a guy in a proposal.
Yeah, so this time there was, though.
Yeah.
That was
so,
the story.
Oh, sorry, I guess.
Look at what we deal with, Rudy. Listen to that guy.
408 says, Rudy is show gold. So funny.
Yeah, you're so good.
Funny looking.
Actual photo of Brandy Glanville.
Oh, funny. It's that... Was her name Madam, the puppet?
Yeah.
Can't remember who did the... can't remember who the puppeteer was, but I remember the puppet.
Remember that.
Oh, the band I was trying to think of, the other... There's a bunch of thrash metal bands from the Bay Area, but Testament was the band I was trying to think of. And I could only get...
T.
It starts with a T.
Good job, Benny.
Oh, it was Waylon Flowers. Waylon and Adam.
Oh, that's right. Did a texter send that in, or you
looked
that
up? No, I looked it up.
I'd actually love to hear about the tech giants. Can we get to it before I have to leave my car?
No.
So sorry, 510.
We never got to a single story.
Blame Vinny for that.
Yeah, get him!
Waiting 3 months to tell us.
You blame me for
it. Dropping it like we're not going to notice during a break.
Well,
how long did you think that was going to take?
I thought it would pass my segment, and then I see Yuzi walk in with her phone and pull a...
She didn't do that. She just put it in front of me, and I looked at it. I looked at her, and she walked out. We knew what to do.
You knew.
We know how it goes.
All right.
And now, it's time. Yuzi, you gonna let?
I know. I gotta do this real quick.
Everybody's favorite part.
Hey, before we get to the movie review, just a gentle reminder, everyone. Rudy is going to do a comedy tour internationally in the lovely town, right outside of Rome. What's it called again?
Oh, man, don't ask me. It's Finifaccia or Finistuccia. I'm pretty bad about that.
Anyway, if you guys have any suggestions for Rudy, direct message him on his Instagram. What's your Instagram again?
@9 Rudy Ortiz. I'm going international. It's like a really bad Ernest movie. Rudy goes to Rome. It's gonna be crazy.
So if you have any suggestions of people he should hang out with, clubs he should talk to, and people he should meet, and places he should go, just send him a note.
I want to meet somebody, man.
Oh.
We met Christian Grey and Anastasia Steele again last night. That's who we met.
All right, everyone, here is your review of 50 Shades Freed, a.k.a. 50 Shades of Grey Part 3. Stars Dakota Johnson and Rita Ora.
Did Rudy watch the other two?
Well, we're going to get to that in a second.
Okay, sorry.
So in this final chapter, thank God, Christian and Anastasia get married.
Aww.
But the guy from the last film wants to kill both of them.
Ooh.
Will Christian and Anastasia have a wonderful, love-filled life? Or will the bad guy get his revenge?
That was the question.
Rudy, to do this review, I needed you to see all three 50 Shades films.
You sure did.
Do you hate me for making you watch all three films in 1 week?
I mean, not a lot more than I did before, but just like, no, I mean, I did my due diligence. I watched all three. I saw the first one, saw the second one. I got myself revved up and ready. And I'm actually glad that I did, because you need to see the first two in order for the third one to make some sense. So,
yeah,
yes, I did
story.
Watch the first two. I committed 4 hours of my life to watching the first two. And I gotta admit, most guys won't admit this, but the first one pulled me in, because I don't know, they marketed it as a woman's movie, but I felt like that was a dude's fantasy. I wanted to be Christian Grey.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. You know, now you know Christian Grey.
Right.
Do you think you have him figured out?
Yeah, he's basically Bruce Wayne when he's not being Batman. It's the story of
so
Bruce Wayne.
He's a billionaire,
Wayne.
But he's into kinky sex.
Yeah, and that's probably what Bruce Wayne is into. Like, when you got all that power and all that stuff, and he was an orphan, and it's like the same exact story as Bruce Wayne, except they don't show him at night with the
costume.
The costume. Yeah. He wears his costumes in the playroom, in the red room. So yeah, very freaky guy, but I liked him.
Oh, you do. You do want to be Christian. Okay.
Because he was still in control. And the second one, that's when he started breaking down a little bit, started becoming more of like a tender situation where like emotions started getting involved unnecessarily. So he was the man in the first one. Then he started breaking down a little bit in the second one.
All right. Well, let's get into this film. Spoiler alert, everyone.
Uh-oh.
In this new version of 50 Shades of Grey, it seems like there's more sex. Would you agree that there's more sex in this one than the previous two films?
Dude, it was a crazy amount of sex. It felt like every time you turned around, there was like a softcore porno like beginning right there, right in front of you. So it was way more sex.
Was it uncomfortable sitting next to Hooman watching porno?
Well, only when he kept on leaning into each other to make comments. But we were like two 17-year-old dudes, like in a sex ed class.
You guys get any movement, any stirring?
No,
down
not
there?
From this. I was saying that to Rudy. Usually, when I see people banging, I'll get excited. But in this one, I'm just like,
we started off with the seats reclined all the way back, but then the freakier the movier got, we just kept on getting like straighter and straighter.
Yeah.
You know, just more and more straight up in the seat.
And
you know,
there's a moment where you can't even tell what toy she's pulling out. I mean. And at one moment, she like opens up this drawer and it looks like there's ice cream scoopers in there. And then she goes, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, what's that for?
There was like some weird, and believe me, I'm pretty familiar with some of these sex toys. Like, I could pick them out in a lineup, but there was some stuff in there that looked like it belonged. Like,
they just put it in there for a joke. There's like a lemon squeezer.
I know. I'm like, what is
cheese
that?
Cheese grater.
It was like a spade from like a garden.
Right.
You know,
what's that for?
I leaned over to Rudy like 6 times. I'm like, what is that?
What is that?
I'm like, he's like, I don't know.
I was like, I've never seen that before. That is got a weird curve to it. I've never seen that before.
It's a scythe.
Yeah. And then
things are going down.
He pulls out a vibrator that's just like so aggressive. I'm like, come on.
It looked like a Billy Club. Like
yeah,
the old Billy Club.
Like a Billy Club vibrator.
It was it was pretty, but I mean, yeah, but that was the vibe in that movie. It was just freakier and a lot more sex toys and a lot more humping.
All right. Well, let's spoiler alert, everyone. Spoiler alert. I really felt part three of 50 Shades was way more freaky than the other two. I don't know if you want to talk about this. I've never seen a dude spoon feed ice cream into a girl's vahoo-hoo.
Never. I mean, I've imagined it, you know, but it was weird to actually see
that?
It.
Yeah.
Pretty they don't much. Show the vahoo-hoo.
No,
well,
they don't. But
they show him like getting the ice cream and then.
He's like, here comes the plane. And he's like guiding it into her. It was
Get
incredible.
I'm so serious.
I mean, he might as well have.
You think
have,
we made this up?
He might as well have.
It's a leg coming in for a landing.
Right. And then he's like teasing her. He's like, not yet. It was the weirdest sexual foreplay I had seen.
What, they just
on
got
a...
like, it's focused on him and like just her knees are in the shot? Like,
pretty
it's
much.
Pretty
no,
clear
you see her, she's leaning back and her legs are up and then he's got the spoon and it's...
Right. Anybody else turned off by dairy and body parts?
Yeah. Something about like
it was
dairy.
It was a great plug
you.
For dryers, though. Like dryers got their money.
Was it
worth.
Dryers?
It was dryers. Oh, believe me, I was paying attention to what
there
was
Audi everywhere. Audi paid for this whole thing.
It was like mint chocolate chip. I don't know if she would have enjoyed that, but it was,
she's topless in all these scenes, at least. Right?
Yeah. So much. I've seen this. I've seen Anastasia Steele's boobs so many times now. It's like
that they're boring.
Yeah. It's like you know, I want to go to the hashtag saggy boobs matter. I want to go to that because I've been looking at her perky boobs for the last 6 days.
I mean, poor thing.
There's
God.
There's a lot of sex, Rudy. There's a lot of terror. I mean, the dialogue is it's so bad. I mean, we looked at each other one time because there was actually one good line.
Oh.
But every other time it seemed like the dialogue was unlistenable. But what is there the most of?
Is too much music.
They play the whole soundtrack.
I've never noticed how much a soundtrack was overplayed in a movie until this. It just felt like every 4 minutes they had to cut to a montage and then some sort of pop song to kind of let you know what's going on in the movie because the writing was so lazy. It was weak writing.
There's this one moment where, like, Anastasia doesn't want to change her last name. Her last name is Steele, and she doesn't want to change it for her work address. She wants to keep it still. She doesn't want to turn it to gray. Like, literally 5 seconds later, there's a knock at the door. Why don't you want to change your last name?
That's
like,
it.
Bro, let it like build up. Like, let 5 minutes pass before you knock at the door.
And then,
do you
boom.
Know what I'm saying?
Music, sex scene, ice
like
cream.
Yeah. So we pulled the whole soundtrack comes out tomorrow, which I'm sure you're going to play on New Music Friday. But
I don't know the
soundtrack's good, but we grabbed one song that we just kind of sets the mood for the.
This is it. This was the mood of the entire movie. Yeah, that was what was going on through my mind
the
entire time.
Me and Vinny just can't help ourselves.
I do want people to know though that like because there was a freaky vibe, a freakier vibe, a sexier vibe to the movie. Anastasia Steele did cut loose a little bit more. So if anybody was wondering if she was actually going to go into the playroom, into the red room, and start using all of the available toys and tools, you're in for a pleasant surprise on that one.
All right, let's talk about one other thing. There's one really dramatic moment in the film.
Right.
And they'd been building up to it
is
for
it the
all
wedding?
No, it starts with the wedding. The wedding's okay. Her dress is nice.
Yeah, very nice dress.
But like, yeah, we couldn't even tell if it was a church.
Maybe your girlfriend should see it.
Oh, dude, if your girlfriend gets Anastasia's dress for your wedding, oh my God, bro.
Vinny, I didn't even want to mention the wedding. I didn't even want to mention it. I knew it was going to go in that direction.
That her dress is going to give your fiance ideas.
Oh.
Anyway, for all three, they'd been kind of talking about the fact that Jamie Gray doesn't cry.
Right.
And finally, at the last moment of the film, we see it. Rudy, how was the crying scene?
Anticlimactic, to say the least. I mean, it was, okay, this is a little bit of a spoiler alert, but.
Oh, yeah, play the spoiler.
This was literally his big crying scene was literally one tear.
One
tear that just came down his right eye, and it looked like somebody just hit him. It's like somebody hit him with the Visine right before they yelled action and just let that one tear. Remember that old commercial where the Native American guy sees somebody throwing a piece of garbage and then one tear rolls down? Same thing. It was weak.
It was
anticlimactic.
Rudy, he looks at me and he goes, one tear, bro. That was one.
I waited three movies to watch this guy fall apart emotionally. And I get one
and
tear.
And that was it. That was as it. Far apart as he can fall.
That's it.
I don't cry.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. I hate when people entirely worship themselves or entirely worship each other or entirely worship sex. And that's what this entire film is. These two have every material possession, and no one is ever satisfied. They manufacture drama the whole film. With that being said, even though I like the soundtrack, I have to give it zero Persians. I'm
wow.
so sorry.
Zero.
Zero, yeah.
I'm gonna give it a little bit more than that because I don't mind the worshiping of the sex. I didn't mind the gratuitous, sexual encounters.
How about the ice cream?
The ice cream was fine too. I actually went to go get ice cream right after the movie because I was it got me going. Yeah, right. It made me a little hungry. I appreciated Anastasia Steele getting a little more advanced in her sexual encounters. Christian Grey did show some emotion, so I guess there was some evolution there. The first two were better, so I'm going to give this one two piñatas. Two piñatas full of curvy, funny-looking sex toys that I can't name right now. So two piñatas.
Don't even know what to do with them.
Don't even know what to do with them. Just going to hold them and just wait till somebody figures them out.
Right.
So I'm giving them two piñatas.
Next week, everybody. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Me, Rudy, and Bryn will be reviewing Black Panther.
Yes.
Oh.
That's the one everybody's been waiting for.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. I can't wait to
That's
hear
nuts.
You guys think.
100% it got?
Yeah.
That's
like
incredible.
67 critics. Reviews so far.
Yeah, 67.
They're predicting it's going to be like the highest grossing Marvel movie ever.
Well, already. It's already the pre-sales have blown everything else out of the water. So.
Oh, man.
Well, great job today, you guys.
Right
as
on.
Usual.
Yeah.
Rudy, I'm assuming you're sticking for the Secret Show.
I would
that...
love to stick around
All
for the
right,
Secret Show.
All right, perfect. Thanks, you guys. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. It looks like another freaking gorgeous day out the window. We'll be here for a while yet, though. We're going to go cut a secret show.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive. Are you? Is there something going on I should know about?
I don't know. There was...
Because often there's things going on that I should know about that you don't tell me. So
there's
I'm
a
just...
rumor. That's all. I just had heard a rumor in the hall. That's
no,
all.
I didn't hear that one.
All right.
Yeah, we got Rudy. He's going to come in and...
Huh.
We'll put the load on him.
All right. Sounds good. Meet you over there.
All right. You can find our Secret Show. It's a podcast we do in addition to this show. You find it at RadioAlice.com or on Radio.com or wherever podcasts are sold. And then tomorrow when we see you, it's going to be Friday.
Oh, good news. And I'll have watched Big Brother, so I'll let you know.
Oh, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it.
I'll check it out.
All right. Have a great day, you guys. See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.